And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD devotional diamond of the day, the title, The Fruit Bearing. The Fruit Bearing. We'll also take a look at Jesus, the Father, and the Spirit, and understand that the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, well, they're all of it. Not some of it, all of it. We're going to talk to the professor of retirement, our very own Marty Schneider. He's going to join us live, and then we're going to close today's Facebook post with, what's a good blankie for?
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. I've gained a lot of weight. Spiritual observations. Hey, look, Dave's gained a lot of weight. My life's insanities. People are talking about my weight. And oh no, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation. And we're going to cover everything there is except Doritos. Although I like their commercials, but not Doritos, not today. Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. It's not professional radio. It's justified radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience, here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Take a short break and then come back, but stand by for SRN News.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. California rescue workers are evacuating people from a San Jose neighborhood after floodwaters from an overflowing creek inundated a residential area. Captain Mitch Matlow of the San Jose Fire Department says water rescue crews are hard at work.
What we do know is there are lots of people in here who need to be taken out. They're being taken out one apartment or one house at a time by the boats from the rescue squads that are behind us. They're being taken over to my left where they are being decontaminated because this is polluted water.
No injuries have been reported. People rescued from the area were being rinsed with clean water after they made it to dry land because officials say the floodwaters are dirty and could make them sick. President Trump is denouncing recent threats against Jewish community centers.
One day after 11 Jewish community centers across the country received phoned-in bomb threats, the president condemned the threats as horrible and painful.
And a very sad reminder of the work that still must be done to root out hate and prejudice and evil.
Mr. Trump made his remarks after touring the newly opened National Museum of African American History and Culture. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Reaction is coming in for President Trump's choice for National Security Advisor, Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster. David Akmonik, who's the senior defense analyst with the RAND Corporation, says President Trump picked a National Security Advisor and a defense secretary whose views differ from his own on some points.
President Trump, despite his campaign rhetoric about America first and withdrawing from certain commitments, is choosing people who have deep grounding and belief in a traditional U.S. strategy of upholding its commitments to allies, and I have no doubt that General McMaster is in line with those views.
Another record day on Wall Street as the Dow was up by 119 points to 20,743. The NASDAQ rose 27. This is SRN News.
Sometimes we want to tackle things on our own, like fixing a leaky toilet or duct taping a small crack. Other times we need to skip the do-it-yourself attitude and get somebody who knows what they're doing so the job gets done right. Excalibur Roofing gets the job done right for new roof construction, old roof replacements, and repairs. With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded, and testimonials from people just like you, Excalibur Roofing is your knight in shining armor. There's a big difference between a general contractor and a roofing contractor. You want a roofing contractor like Eric at Excalibur Roofing. Otherwise, it's just like going to the family pediatrician and saying, Doc, I need some brain surgery, so just pull out that scalpel and get her done. Not a smooth move. Get it done right. Just call Excalibur Roofing at 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or go to their website at ExcaliburRoofing.com. All estimates are free. Call Eric at 760-743-8803. Remember, Excalibur Roofing, they've got you covered.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. No catchy radio jingle here, just me asking for the opportunity to earn your business. I've been a top-selling realtor here in San Diego for over two decades, having sold homes all over the county. I'll give 25% of my commission back to a ministry of your choice. I've already given thousands to Turning Point, San Diego Rescue Mission, and Samaritan's Purse, just to name a few. I'll even front any home fix-up costs at no charge to you. As a former Muslim and now Christian, I put God first personally and professionally. If you or someone you know is considering buying or selling a home, just meet with me. You have nothing to lose. I'll even share my testimony and give you a copy of my book. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM. That's 858-780-1SAM. Or visit me online for all your real estate needs, thinksam.com. That's thinksam.com. God bless.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. If you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com is a great way to do it. I just have been notified by my daughter-in-law and my wife. It's more my daughter-in-law notifying than my wife responding. And that is simply that the child, that my grandchild that is forthcoming, she is dilated to 1 centimeter. Got a ways to go, of course. But if the baby does not come by the third, they'll induce. So in the next 10 days, I will be a grandfather again. I can't decide who I feel sorrier for. My son, my daughter-in-law, which she's probably the main one, the baby, or just the world at large after I have my influence on the child. I just can't decide which is worse. So now I have a granddaughter about to have a grandson. Carter Spoon is about to make an entrance into the world. Very exciting for them to pull all that together. And they've done a fantastic job. And I think as the closer you get, you know, it's like, ooh, ooh. But we're not the kind of grandparents that are like, we need to be in the delivery room when the baby comes. No, we need to be there when Josh and Ashley are like, we need a break or we're going to lose our minds, take the baby. That's where we need to be. The support group. And they get plenty of time. And that's where the brainwashing really begins. I mean, I'm just saying, you know, trying to just explain how that works for most people. So keep us in prayer. Keep my family in prayer. That'd be very kind of you. We got a lot of stuff kind of going on all at the same time. Isn't that fantastic? Anyhow, let's get into the next element. Do we have a song for this? No song. No violin. So no violin song. No. Okay. This is called The Fruit Bearing. I'm hoping Ohio State Ron's listening because we had talked about this last week and I came across something that I did not quite see, which I thought was kind of cool. Many of us know the parables that Jesus has taught, and this one's going to have to do with the farmer and the seed, and there's nothing new there. Just something that I caught that maybe I didn't catch before, so let's go after it. The fruit bearing is the title, Mark chapter 4, verses 2 through 9. It says this, and he taught them many things in parables. And in his teaching, he said, listen, a farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was sowing, some seed fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured it. Other seed fell on rocky ground where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow, but when the sun rose, the seedlings were scorched and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the seedlings, and they yielded no crop. Still other seed fell on good soil, where it sprouted, grew up, and produced a crop, one bearing 30-fold, another 60-fold, and another 100-fold. Then Jesus said, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. So this parable has been taught on 50 gazillion, trazillion, bazillion times. And if you've ever went to church, at some point they talked about the parables and they covered all these. And most of the time when you go into this and you get into the next section of scripture later on in Mark where Jesus explains all these. But there was something that I caught that's easy catch if you're looking. And I wanted to share it first before the explanations get involved. First and foremost, what we do get for sure is just looking at the story is there were four categories, okay? The category where the birds came and ate the seed, the category where the seed falls on rocky ground, the category where the seed falls amongst thorns and the thorns grow up with it, and then good soil. So you got four different things that's going on. And then there come all these deep revelation and illuminations from church history as to this represents this, this represents this, this represents this, which is kind of cute, but because Jesus gives the explanation, whatever the explanation Jesus gave, that's what it is. You don't have to, oh, this represents this in a higher degree of symbolism and this, and it's like, no, Jesus said it was this. You just go with what he said. It's easier, right? But here's one thing we should all note. It doesn't take a rocket scientist, which my brother-in-law is, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that when Jesus talks about seeds among the birds, rocky ground, thorns, and good soil, that the good soil is the better. Okay, it's not like, well, this takes brilliant spiritual discernment. Okay, so the seed that gets eaten by the birds, not as good. The seeds that go on rocky ground, not as good. The seeds that go on the thorns, not as good. The seed that goes in good soil, better. Got it. And because of that, we should have a little bit more concentration on the good soil because that's the one we want, right? And so I'm looking at it, and as you look at it, it says something interesting. It says, other seed fell on good soil where it sprouted, grew up, and produced a crop, one bearing 30-fold, another 60-fold, another 100-fold. Like, well, okay, hold on. Here's the first thing, and I might use Tugboat Todd to help correct me, because I am not a horticulturist. I cut grass, but that was Dave's lawn maintenance, okay? So give me a break. But I'm pretty sure when something sprouts, it breaks through. So a seed that has a sprout breaks through the dirt, right? Like when we did those things in school and you put the cup of dirt on the counter by the sun, and then you put a seed in there and you put a little water and you came back two, three, four days later, whatever, there's a little sprout and it comes through. And what I think that really signifies is when somebody hears, and I think Jesus makes this abundantly clear in his explanation, when somebody gets the word of God and they catch it, there's a sprout or a breakthrough in their mind and heart regarding what that word is, what that seed is. I'm not convinced, and there's nowhere to say it is simply the gospel. I think it's all the truth of Jesus Christ. And have you ever noticed that you'll go to church sometimes and the preacher will preach and you all of a sudden have a breakthrough listening? Now, that could happen on this show. It can happen Tugboat talking to hear something I'm talking about. Go, yeah, I never saw that. That's a big breakthrough for me. It's like something that pushes through the dirt and has a life of itself and becomes alive. It's like, oh, cool, sprout. The seed sprouted. What happens after the sprout? Listen to what it says. Other seeds fell on good soil where it sprouted. Listen to this. Grew up and produced a crop. So the sprouting is when you get the breakthrough. The growing up is where that word in you matures. And then when it produces a crop, you actually get fruit from it. So it's like it breaks through, you get a little bit of maturity around it, and then it actually produces fruit. That's one of the great ways to understand what's happening when you're engaging in the Word of God, reading it, when somebody's explaining it, when you're in Bible study, when you're communing, there's a little breakthrough. And that means it's on good soil. That means your heart's got good soil rolling. That's cool. And then the Lord grows you in it. You start to hear a concept. You get the breakthrough, but you got to chew on it, gnaw on it. You got to grow in it. You got to see it. You got to put it into practice. You got to maneuver around it and make it a part of your life. And when you do that, you actually produce fruit from that. And then when he talks about that fruit being 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold, it's simply this process. That fruit actually produces some changes in your life. That fruit produces more changes in your life. Or that fruit gets the maximus and does a complete change in your life. That would be the 30-60-100. It would be the some, more, and most. And that word is processing through you because it breaks through. You catch that. The Lord uses the maturing process so that you engage with it, and then you produce fruit. Some of that fruit's really good when you really embrace it and really hang on to it and let it work in your lives. Some of it not as good. Some of it fantastic. Some of it life-changing. Some of you have never used faith past the sum or the 30%. Well, why don't you try 60%? Use it more. Get up there. Get that bad boy up there. It breaks through. You catch it. It matures in your life. And then it eventually produces fruit. That is the explanation. That's just the explanation without going to the rest of it. Concentrate on that. That's a lot better. Very cool. All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Take a short break, then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hey, K-Praise friends. Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
What is it, Cassie? Uncle Bob is floating in water like a bad stock. Whoa! We better go help him. Uncle Bob? Uncle Bob!
Jimmy, over here!
Come on, Cassie, let's help Uncle Bob out of that water well. Uncle Bob, how did you get into that water well?
Oh, I tried to fix my roof on my own.
Cassie says you should have used Excalibur Roofing, Uncle Bob. Cassie says you could have just called them at 760-743-8803. Cassie says you could also check them out at excaliberroofing.com.
I bet Excalibur Roofing would have had me covered. And free estimates, too? Oh, gosh darn!
Golly, Uncle Bob! If you would have just typed in Excalibur Roofing in your search engine, you wouldn't be all wet.
You're right, Jimmy. I'll never forget. Excalibur Roofing.
Do you know someone whose life is characterized by integrity? Hi, I'm Chuck Swindoll. If you know someone of the highest integrity, or if you are someone of the highest integrity, you know this kind of life is often marked by these things: an excellent attitude, faithfulness, and diligence at work, personal purity of the highest caliber, consistency in your walk with God. The person of integrity is refreshing to be around. The person of integrity is calming to be around. Oh, that there were more people with true integrity.
Pastor and teacher Chuck Swindoll. Visit Insight for Living's website at insight.org.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Hearing that news about my forthcoming grandson is it's amazing. I remember when my granddaughter was born, I thought, oh, come on. You know, it's not going to be like everybody says. Then you go and you meet your grandchild, and that grandchild has everything that your child has never done to you all wrapped up in its little sucking its thumb. It's like, okay, this kid wins. It takes about a millisecond. You know, that's the best that I can tell you. And so I'm proud of my daughter and her husband, and I'm proud of my son and his wife. And they're doing a great job and good stuff. Happy to hear it. I just see, you know, diapers all over in the future. That's what I see. But that's all right, because when we got a chance, I will tell you this story, and then I'll get to this teaching. So we were Skyping with my daughter, because my daughter's in Tennessee. So, you know, we don't have that chance to see each other. We're not made of big bucks. You know, we have limited dollars. And so we do a lot of Skyping, and we have been very blessed in our Skyping, because my little Addie bug got up and took her first step while we were Skyping. She tried to walk towards us. So it's like, that's kind of a cool.
It's awesome.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. The only thing is we didn't have the record button on, which is like, ah. But it's something that we'll never forget, you know. Now they can't keep her sitting down. Okay, so it does change pretty quickly, I do want to say. And then this is when you know God's coming back at you with your children, when they start to repeat everything you say. That's when you go, uh-oh. What? That's why there's a difference between drivers, between mommies and daddies. But I'll talk about that another time. All right, so, and I'll explain that later. Let's get into our next element. It's entitled, He is All of It. What do you got for me for a clip?
The Alpha is the beginning. The Omega is the end.
All right. The Alpha is the beginning. The Omega is the Revelation chapter 21. Verses 5 through 6. Don't get a ton of our devotions in Revelations, our devotional diamonds of the day, but we get some. Revelation chapter 21, verses 5 through 6 say this, "And he who was seated on the throne said, Behold, I am making all things new. Also, he said, Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. And he said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I will give from the spring of the water of life without payment." Ooh. Why is it without payment? Because Jesus already paid the price. But what I want to talk about is the straightforwardness of this statement. Chapter 1, verse 25, "I am making all things new" is not "I have made all things new." There's this sense for too many Christians that God has made everything he's made and he's not making anything else. And if that's the case, you're not a Bible-believing, born-again Christian. Because God says in the current tense, "I am making all things new." He has made things new. He is making things new, and he will make things new. And that's one of the wondrous glories that we get to see is we get these little glimpses and pictures of what heaven is going to be, but it will be so much more than what our minds can comprehend. For eye has not seen, neither has ear heard, neither has entered into the hearts of men the things which God has prepared for them. But what we do get to know is what the Lord says. He says, I am. That's one of the names of the Lord, if you remember the Old Testament. I am making all things new. Ready? I am the Alpha. I am the Omega. So without getting super spiritual or overly kind of goofy, what do we generally understand about the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end? We know that the Alpha and the Omega is our correlation to the A and the Z. That's what we know. This is not, you know, okay, I got it. And what do you know about A to Z? That A to Z and everything in between is every letter in the alphabet. Got that? Can we agree that the letters in the alphabet, pretty much in our language, run A to Z, right? I don't have to sing the song, right? But what is it that Jesus is saying by saying he's the A to the Z? And this is what I want you to get, because this is a wonderful statement from the Lord on our behalf. Jesus is saying everything you have needed, everything you need, everything you will ever need, all of that comes under my heading, for I am the A to the Z and everything you need in between. The reason that the Lord used the phrase I am in the Old Testament when he was telling Moses who to say he was not because of Jehovah's Witnesses' ideas that he just didn't have a name for himself. It's because God's name is so much bigger than the name we could just label on him, that he is whatever we need him to be. And that is a name that's all-powerful, all-encompassing. And so there are some people in the theological realms who are like, well, I don't get it. And the only response to that is, well, apparently you don't have very many needs, because I know in my own life I've had a multitude of needs, and the Lord has met my needs in every case from A to Z. And what you're going through right now, you have a solution in your struggle or in your trial. He is the A and the Z and everything in between. What you need the Lord to be. Now, when I say that, again, not prosperity gospel, not he's going to come and give you a Ferrari kind of stuff. But if you need him to help you with transportation, if you need him to help you with relationship, if you need help with a job, an education, whatever you need that's in the framework that's not self-oriented, but that is Christ-oriented, he will provide for you. If you're going to ask for bread, he's not going to give you an Uzi. But he's also not going to give you a condo on the beach in Miami. He'll give you what you need. You know that scripture does say, give us this day our daily bread. Not give us this day our daily bread. Plus, I want a couple extra, you know, croutons over here. And I want a different taco over there. And I want a burrito over here. And I want a pizza over here. No. It doesn't work that way. But whatever you do need, he is there for that. And you might be sitting there saying, Dave, I'm afraid because I'm getting older and I don't know if I can make retirement. I don't know if there'll be enough money. I don't know if I'll gather enough money. God knows. Stop being afraid. Because one thing he is for you is power over fear. One thing he is for you is in the future now where you are not. He knows the path. He knows the way. He knows the provisions that are needed. He knows when you need assistance from other Christians and that they ought to be praying. He's not dumb. Jesus is at the right hand of the Father praying on our behalf, making intercession for us. He knows how to pray. He knows what's going on. He is the A to the Z of what you need and everything in between. He is everything we have, we will, or we will ever need. He is the answer. He's not an answer. He's the answer. And he's the answer for me, and he's the answer for you. And I understand The world doesn't get it, and the world doesn't like it. I get it. But I'm not going to change engaging with the Alpha and the Omega to impress somebody who wouldn't ever lay their life down for me, let alone lift a finger for me. All right? Come on. The A to the Z and everything in between for whatever you need. And he's made that commitment to you and I. And I say, amen. All right. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
There's so much tension, so much pain. I hate these feelings, can't stand the strain.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Wow! In addition to being experts at new roof construction, old roof repairs, remodeling and maintenance, did you know that Excalibur Roofing is also an expert in waterproofing? That's right. No water allowed. Sorry, rubber ducky. From using the top-of-the-line Life Deck systems for deck coating to flat or sloping roofs, Excalibur Roofing covers the angles. Get it? With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in roofing classifications, plus testimonials from people just like you, you can count on Excalibur Roofing. Call 760-743-8803. That number again, 760-743-8803. Or go online to their website at excaliberroofing.com. The best part of all their estimates are free. Just give them a call. What have you got to lose? But leaks, not onions. 760-743-8803. For residential or commercial help, remember, Excalibur Roofing. They've got you covered.
Whitefield's ministry supports national pastors starting churches in villages that have no church, places that are difficult to start a church because of extreme poverty or persecution. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of Whitefield's ministry. We support these pastors because they already know the language and culture, making them efficient at starting churches in their country. Whitefield's provides support so that the pastor can work full-time starting the church that transforms their whole community. They heal broken families, feed hungry children, restore hope, and give purpose to the lost. Many villages in the world are still without a local church.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefield's ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Recently on Washington Watch Live, Tony Perkins talked about how your freedom of speech and religion can result in a cultural and spiritual revival.
As we are emboldened to stand for truth, to stand for our constitutional freedoms and rights, we can win. And we can take back some of the territory culturally that's been lost in this country. Of course, as we provide for the freedom to live out our faith and share our faith, we'll see people impacted by that, coming to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And when that happens, a transformation of the heart takes place. But it all starts with you and I being willing to live out our faith wherever we are. And that's what we've been losing in our culture and our country, especially in the last 8 years. And now we have an opportunity to regain that.
You can find out more when you visit TonyPerkins.com.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed any help in any way. And now my life has changed in oh so many ways. Since I turned my heart to you, and I began to praise you, Jesus.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. My next guest, he tells us the way it is because somebody's got to tell us the way it is. Because I'm not that smart in financial elements, I can do some addition. One plus one is two. A son and a daughter-in-law produces a grandchild coming in the next 10 days. Got that stuff right down there. I've nailed that down. I also understand this. $20 divided by all my children and all the grandchildren means $1.75 for all of them. I got that one down. And that's for Christmas. And I just want to say, because, you know, I'm a generous guy. I mean, this is how that goes. On the phone with us, the man that can help these things happen in your own life, plus prepare you for what is inevitably going to be your opportunity to show that planning matters, our very own Marty Schneider, the retirement professor. 800-727-PLAN is his phone number. 800-727-7526 or theretirementprofessor.com or Professor Social Security. If you don't get a cape for me, I don't know what I'm going to do. ProfessorSocialSecurity.com. Marty, how you doing?
Hey, David, I'm doing great, brother. How was your did you get a day off for President's Day?
Yeah, I did take an extended day off. We didn't do very much. We watched a movie or two. We went to the gym. Tried to, you know, pretty much behave ourselves well, and I think we did a pretty decent job, so I was excited about that. But every time I turn the TV on, Marty, I think of a couple people, and you are one of them, thinking whatever we thought was going to happen, this could make it different. What is going on now?
Yeah, so you know what, David? Another one of those days on Wall Street that all three of the, I think every time it sounded like a broken record every time we talked, but the Dow, the NASDAQ, the S&P, all the three major stock market indexes again today closed at all-time record highs. So, you know, we're back to that same discussion in spite of, you know, some of the turmoil and, you know, stuff going on in Washington. Politically, the market just keeps roaring right along. Dow Jones average at 20,743 today. Remember when we were talking, is this going to pass 20,000? Well, now it's 700 points past 20,000.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's kind of crazy. And again, the S&P at a record level and the NASDAQ and all three of those market indexes. You know, they measure different segments of the market, David, but all three of them at record levels again. So, kind of crazy. Yeah, the market, you know, is seeing something. I think I've shared this with you, but the stock market is called the leading indicator in that it's kind of looking downstream, you know, 9 to 12 months. So I'm not quite sure what it sees out there 9 to 12 months from now, but whatever it is, from an investment point of view, it's certainly been favorable since November, really since the election.
Is there a likely correction coming, or will there be some kind of correction to that market if and when the next rate hike takes place?
Well, interesting question, David. You know, my hunch is probably not, only because it's sort of priced in. I mean, the market knows it's coming. Janet Yellen's told us it's coming. It's not a surprise. If it were a surprise bump on the interest rate, then it could have a, you know, that kind of a negative reaction. But I think Wall Street's got it figured out, and it's priced it in already. It knows two or three more bumps are coming this year, and it's saying that's okay with us. So I don't think that a quarter point bump increase is going to be a surprise to market investors at this point.
Is this kind of optimism good or bad for planning? Because, and the reason that I want to ask you that is because people who are planning for their future, there's one sense where people are like, okay, instead of just barely surviving, I got to kind of start laying down some foundation. While at the same time, there might be another group of people that say, well, look, there's plenty of optimism. I don't got to do anything right now. So, I mean, it's like two different groups. Which group is prevailing in their thinking?
Yeah, great point, because you know what I find, David, the hardest part right now is people have very short and selective memories. So when things since November have been going up in the stock market action, it's almost like people forget about the risk side of this thing. It won't keep going up. At some point, you know, we're sort of overdue for a correction. We had the big one in 2008, and typically every, you know, 8 or 9 years we have one of these, and we're on that edge right now. So it would not surprise me at all if we had a correction, and it could be some shocking information, or it could be something that is geopolitical in nature. It could be something, you know, terrorism related. But one of those kinds of events would probably, you know, turn the market upside down, at least for a little while. Ultimately, what has to happen is businesses have to be profitable. And if businesses are profitable, then stock prices will stay up. And businesses stay profitable, David, when people are spending money and buying their products and services. So I think an awful lot of this is based on the fact that the market thinks more money is going to be in circulation because of tax cuts, both at the individual level and at the corporate level. And I think that's what the market's kind of banking on and sees downstream right now.
Any idea what those cuts – I mean, does anybody know what those cuts look like, or is this just a guessing game?
It is a bit of a guessing game. We have some clues. I mean, we know that in the Trump plan for individuals, he's wanting to take what are currently seven tax brackets, seven marginal brackets, and he wants to condense that down into three. He wants to bump up the standard deduction that married couples would get from $12,700 to $30,000, and reduce the top tax bracket from 39.6, which is the top today, down to 25, I believe, is the plan. Now, these are just proposals. This is not the law yet, but we've seen the proposals, and if enacted as proposed, it would definitely put more, you know, money into circulation, and more people would get more money left in their paycheck each month as well, because the withholdings would go down on your payroll. So I do think that that's an awful lot of what the market's seeing right now. So that's a good guess. You know what, David? I always kind of come back to this. Ultimately, these moves in the market up or down, good times, bad times in stocks, what we can control are, you know, kind of the three kind of keys to what I talk about all the time. Live on less than what you earn. Pay off your debts. Pay yourself first by paying off all of your debts. And then after that, you know, build your retirement funds by conservatively investing over the long period of time. And those three things are timeless, and they're not based on current events and headlines and who's president and who, you know, whether we have Republicans or Democrats in Congress. Those are just foundational issues regardless of who's running the ship.
Okay, and those are excellent. You talk about that. Live on less, pay off your debts, and build your retirement, you know, build what your plan is. In a situation like that, and we've talked about this numerous times, but it keeps coming back for somebody like myself. It's like you get ahead, you get a lot of debt paid off, which we got an enormous amount paid off. Then we had to accrue a little. That's fine.
Yep.
And we're going back after that. But now we're seeing a little bit of dip in the income, so we don't get to keep that same pace of knocking it off. So what do you say to somebody who's like, yeah, I'm trying, but the income level could be down? How do they go after it? Like, if you can't go after it aggressively, you know, what's the plan there? Do you just pick one thing to go after and go after it until it's gone? Or do you pay a little bit across the board, or what do you do?
One at a time. I really like to target, to target one particular, you know, whether it's a credit card or a car payment or whatever it might be, and make minimum payments on every other debt that you have. Just make, you know, the required payment, but put all the extra, what we call margin or accelerator margin, 100% of that goes to kind of Scud missile attack, David, one debt at a time. And the benefit of that is that once you get that one paid off, then you can take that freed up monthly cash flow that was going into that one debt, and you can move that one now down into debt number two. And so it's the most efficient way to kind of blow up the debt as quickly as possible, as opposed to paying a little bit extra on, you know, three or four or five of them. You want to pay minimum on all except for one, and you want every extra dollar to attack the principal on that one debt at a time.
Is there any figuration in that with the interest rate? Because, you know, we have these lower cards or whatever, and it's not like a gazillion dollars, but it did catch me off guard. But by the time you get through the kids, the grandkids, and everything else, you're like going, whoa, you know, where did this all come from? So it was kind of a surprise attack. Then you go, you know, like, do you do balance or interest rate?
What I like to do is to find the one that you'll be able to pay off the quickest. Because, you know, you can have, say, one debt, David, say it's, you know, it's a $2,000 debt with a 12% interest rate, but you've got a $1,000 debt with a, 4% interest rate. Well, the knee-jerk reaction might be, well, let's pay off the 12% first. because that's costing us more money. But the truth of the matter is if you pay off the one with the lowest balance first, that will then free up that cash flow that you were using to roll into that 12% debt to pay it off as quickly as possible. So what we want to do is free up one debt at a time, and then make sure we capture that that now freed up cash flow to attack the second debt with. So there is a process to determine the order of payoff. It's probably a little technical for a radio chat, but there is a procedure that I recommend in terms of how to determine which one do I want to attack first, second, or third. And surprisingly enough, although it makes intuitive sense, the interest rate on the loan is not really the issue there.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's some great advice, Marty. And that's why people need to come meet with you, because you can just, I mean, what you just told people right there, if half the people use that, they'd have half as many problems. They'd have so many fewer problems just using those couple of things you just gave us as tools.
Yeah, and you know what the really neat part, David, is that once people kind of wind their way out of that, then they're free to take, that all the monthly income that was going to pay on these debts, now it's freed up, and now they can start to, build their savings, build their IRAs, build the, increase the 401k and really capture, all of that now unused cash flow that was going to pay down debt. It's now freed up, and now you have the time value of that to really, sock away some savings quickly. So that's a great plan when it works properly.
Excellent, Marty. Excellent. All right, folks. Now, listen, if you want to see Marty, it's free to get together with him. He doesn't charge any money for you to get together with him. He won't necessarily buy you a pastrami sandwich, but he'll get together with you. You got to call him, 800-727-PLAN, 800-727-7526, or you can visit him at his website, theretirementprofessor.com. That's theretirementprofessor.com or professorsocialsecurity.com. Thank you, my friend, for taking the time to be on the show with us.
Thank you, David. Always a pleasure. Talk to you soon.
All right, you got it. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, and then we're coming back with our Facebook post. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
How many copies of the Bible do you have in your home? I'm guessing more than one. This is Jim Garlow. In fact, many of us not only have more than one Bible, we have several different translations. But are we reading them? Is God's Word changing us? The Bible is still the number one best-selling book ever, but it might very well be the least read. It's not that we're illiterate. We can read. We just don't read. And family times around the Bible? Praying together? Essentially gone. Lost to soccer and other activities that we've allowed to replace our times together. It's our privilege and our responsibility as parents to instill in our own children the love of God, the love of reading His Word. Make time with God, an essential time as a family. You will never regret doing it. There's more at jimgarlow.com.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
So I could.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Quick reminder, if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. I could use some prayer. I'm just going to tell you right now. Of course, we've got our grandchild coming forthwith. Oh, the child's coming soon is what I'm saying. But I wasn't feeling good the last couple of days and have been able to pull up the show in its own little right has a way to encourage me and lift me up. I appreciate it and would appreciate your prayers and continued prayers as I guess the older thing does come into mind, but I don't want to confess that. But I'm getting a little older, so I got a couple things I got to take care of. To let you know, you are welcome to go to hisappointment.com if you are looking for a book that will encourage you to get over the big hump of why did God let this happen in my life. Usually this is reserved for people who have had something pretty major happen. I know I've had a couple of major things happen in my life, and this book challenges the idea that God was separated from you in that time and that it's all for naught, because it's not. There's no way you go through what you go through by accident. Now, I have met Jesus, and I know there are times where things pull together, and it's a great sense of irony, but there's a lot more Jesus in my life than coincidink, and that might be a way to understand life. That's a better way to understand life. Anyway, we've got a Facebook post. We're going to play the music for you in just a second. The music or the sound doesn't have – oh, we don't have anything? We're not doing anything on this one? No, couldn't find one. Okay. Yeah, I was wrong. You know what, Tugboat Todd? I was wrong, and I'll be wrong again. What's tomorrow? Wrong. Okay, see? Today is the 22nd. Wrong. See? See how fast I could be wrong? Tomorrow's the 23rd. Wrong. That's how fast. All right. Forget that. This is called What's a Good Blankie For? What's a Good Blankie For? I told this story long ago. I'll tell it not right now, but in the future soon, where my loving, adoring, best friend, just fantastic-looking wife killed my blankie. My blankie of multitudes of years when, of course, it shred in the washing machine and could not survive the dryer. And then she just told me cold-heartedly, "Your blankie is gone." I was pretty bummed out. We'll cover that story, but I will say this. We'll cover that later. What's a good blankie for? Security. A blankie can provide security, right? All right. Now, you're going to laugh, but let me explain to you that this works in a very cool way if you let it. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 through 4. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God. What's a good blankie for? Security and comfort. Do you ever take a warm blanket and put it around you? And just for that split second, no matter how theologically astute you are, you just feel nice. It's like a great chocolate chip cookie. You eat a great chocolate chip cookie in the first bite, and you're like, oh. You just feel comfortable. Well, you know what's amazing is that God is the God of comfort. And so we'll go to a blanket, or we'll go to a cookie, or we'll go to some place in our lives to find that comfort. And we don't have any problem saying that, but we don't recognize that God is a better comforter than all those things we might use. You see, he's a dad of compassion, the best dad ever. We praise him because he's our most high king. And he comforts us, which really has to do with speaking a calm into our internal storms. And that's what comfort and security are. A calming of our internal storms. And that's what our Heavenly Father does for us. When we have troubles, when we're uncomfortable, we have a Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, and he comforts us so that we can receive that comfort and share that comfort. Tell people there's a place to find comfort. It's not just in a cookie. It's not just in a blanket. It's in the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It's in the greatest Father ever to live on the planet. It's for a father of compassion who comforts on a regular basis. If you are a person who is in deep need of comfort, deep need of somebody speaking calm to your internal storm, ask the Father of compassion, the God of all comfort, to be with you, to comfort you, to love you, to encourage you. And after he does, which he will, be willing to be a vessel of that same love and that same comfort for others. Tell other people where to get it. It's from the Father of the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort. Amen? Amen. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California, taking a 22-hour break. Then we'll be back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.